Welcome to the first episode of Bits and Pieces, our new podcast. It's a show about how to get things done and love your work. We are your today's hosts. I am Luki.
And I'm Toby.
This is an experiment from our side. We listened to a lot of podcasts over the last years. We drew some inspiration from here and there. And we just decided, why don't do our own podcast? I think that's a little bit how we are all the time. We just like something and then we don't really prepare and we do it ourselves, not really knowing whether it's going to work or not. But tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, we will talk about a lot of random topics. We will also talk about some of our work stuff and experiences, since our background is that we started a company over 3 years ago in Helsinki. And since there, it has been a very bumpy road. It's been a lot of fun and also some crazy experiences. Not everybody would do it the way we did it. And yeah, so we'll talk about anything that just pops into our minds and that crosses our roads during our daily lives between private life and work.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more to us. Like Toby mentioned, we started a company in Helsinki some years ago, but originally we are Italians, some of the German-speaking kind. Maybe we'll explain this someday later. Today we are recording this episode in beautiful Italy. It's a sunny day. It almost feels like summer, which probably gives us also this happy mood that we are surveying at the moment.
Yeah, probably. We didn't even need any beer for that right now, even though we thought, hey, maybe for the first episode, if it works well, we would have some. Yeah, we are here in Italy because we are at the client's place. We are actually in a client's meeting room right now. So we just snuck out a bit. And we are doing some little consulting job here, introducing some new work tools to a rather traditional company. But so far, it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I mean, we are a small startup, so it's always nice to work with bigger companies who have their own ways of dealing with things since possibly hundreds of years. Then it's nice to exchange some ideas here and there. And of course, we as being young guys and growing up with all the technology, we have some things to share with them. So we really like this collaboration with bigger clients.
Yeah, definitely. But our trip here and generally our trips to our hometown are not just work-related. We also meet up with a lot of friends. Yesterday we were at the pizza evening and yeah, that was always obviously very nice. It's always nice to come back to eat pizza here in Italy. But afterwards, I have to admit something, Luki. It was already quite late. I was quite tired, but I still checked into Facebook and I got into a discussion in the Facebook group and I managed to get trolled. It was really stupid.
What happened? What did you do? Did you click on that popping up link that was like, earn some free money? No?
No. It wasn't that stupid, but still it was a political group about how the European Union should be a federal state and so on, and some discussions how that could be organized so that it works better, because there are a lot of things I love about the European Union, like the free borders and also the euro, even though economically it seems to be a problem. But there was a British guy and he completely trolled me by writing stupid comments, not being informed. And after the third comment, I left. But still, I feel really stupid because of that.
At least you spent your evening then in a better way than I did, because I couldn't stop working. I think I came home and I finished that project we are working on. Aww. It was a long night again, but I'm happy that it's behind me. I think sometimes when you have your own company, you just need to pull some crazy hours so you can eat pizza before.
Yeah, that can happen. I was also a bit unhappy after that experience. But today, when I came here to work, yeah, I listened to the podcast you just recently recommended to me, which is called Stuff You Should Know. Really cool podcast, by the way. And the episode I listened to was How Ice Cream Works. And yeah, those guys talking about ice cream all the time, that just made me happy.
Yeah, I was just listening to the more recent episode where they were talking about feng shui. I think that's how they pronounced it. Which I have to say, I'm always very interested in. Some Asian philosophy about how to build your house and how everything should be arranged and yin and yang and how the elements delete each other and help each other. And I was thinking I should probably rearrange my bedroom so I can sleep better or something.
Yeah, I apparently I violate a very basic feng shui or feng shui principle since a long time, which is you can't have mirrors in your bedroom. And behind my bed is a very, very big mirror, which was already there when I moved in Finland. And yeah, but I don't really think it somehow reflected my sleeping vibes or whatever it's supposed to do.
Let's see about that.
I didn't have much more now on my plate. Maybe let's move to the next episode, or what should we do?
I think same here. We only started this today, as we were mentioning before. We have some plans on how this could become more of a defined format, but for the time being, I guess we will be talking about what we do in between the episodes, perhaps, and maybe if there's some new interesting developments around our fields, we will probably have an opinion on it and talk about it.
Ah, yeah. One thing we will also definitely talk about. We will definitely mention the Helsinki startup scene and what's going on there. Some news or how we see things, since I think that could be interesting. Helsinki is a very buzzing town regarding mm-hmm. startups, and there are a lot of things coming up next year. So we'll certainly dedicate one or two episodes to that, I guess.
That definitely, I think we were talking about sharing some interesting tips and tricks on how to probably found a company within Europe and so on, as we have some experience now. And also talk about working methods every now and then. We have some ideas of how to lead a company, I guess, and we want to share those a little bit as well. So we hope that's interesting for you and you can also learn something for yourself. And
yeah. It's already getting more concrete during the podcast.
that's how we are. We just don't waste time, I guess. Yeah, but there is more to come. If this sounded like any fun to you, please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast at boonkan.com/podcast, or also follow us on Twitter at boonkan. Yeah, we hope you liked it. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
See you later. Goodbye.